This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Waikato on Free FM 89.0 and as part of our Connect with Community podcast series. You're listening to Roseanne Murray, and I have with me in the studio here today Andrea Murray, who's the National Operations Manager for Here to Help You. Welcome.
Kia ora.
Yeah, kia ora. Thank you very much for giving up your time to be with us today.
You're very welcome.
Really looking forward to hearing all about Here to Help You and the support that they can provide to our whānau out there in the in our greater Waikato community. So maybe we'll just start off with a little bit of about yourself and who is Here to Help You.
So a little bit about me. I have worked in the community sector now. I'm really proud to be part of the community sector for around about 4 years. But previously to that, I was in the commercial sector, doing marketing and comms and all that wonderful commercial stuff. And I fell into a role with the WISE Group, which is actually the group of organisations that Here to Help You sits in. And I kind of met my people and I found my tribe. I learnt what an amazing sector and the type of people that are working within the community organisations. And so I've sort of been based within the WISE Group since I started. And as I say, I've found my tribe, really passionate about the difference that community organisations make for whānau, but also really passionate about the work that Here to Help You does. So cast your mind back to COVID times and what it was like. I mean, it was 5 years ago now. But around about that time, community organisations and the WISE Group could see that things were happening and that there was going to be a need to get support out to whānau in their homes because we were being locked down into our homes. And they were worried. We were worried that people weren't going to be able to access the type of support that they normally would, particularly around things like kai. We know that people struggle to put kai on their table, and at that stage they'd be going to community meals and that type of thing, but you know, people were going to be locked down in their homes. So a group of community organisations and WISE Group got together and we created an online platform. It's a really simple, easy way for people to reach out for support. And at that stage, it was primarily food. So what they would do is they'd pop online, they'd fill in a help request, and then we have a team of connectors. We call them connectors. And their role is to actually talk to someone. So we get the contact details and the information we need. We reach out to whānau and they have a chat about what's going on. And in those days, it was really about getting that food out into their homes. So what we did is we created this really smart software program, and the case or that help request would go into the software program. Our connector would have a really good conversation with that person. And then through the software program, we would what we call triage out support to community organisations that had come into the back end and were working with us. And it just really made it really quick and easy for organisations who were delivering food support and that sort of thing to get food out to people where they need it. Now, fast forward sort of like 5 years, and what we've found is that that model really works for all types of support. Our connectors were having conversations with people, and we know that it can be very hard to put kai on the table for a variety of reasons. And what we've learnt is that that's often one thing, but there are a lot of things, other things that are going on in whānau lives. And so what we've done is we've actually reached out further and we've brought on board lots of different community organisations who provide free support. So it could be anything from budgeting services or counselling services or even addiction support services and things like that. So it's a broad range of services. And what it means is that anyone can go online anytime They can fill in a simple help request, that's what we call it. Our connector will pick that up, they'll have a chat to them. They only need to tell their story once. Mm-hmm. There's no need to figure out where to go or what you're entitled to or what support's available in your area. Our connectors will do that all for that person. And then our connectors will then connect them into the different supports that are in their area. So we actually operate all the way throughout Waikato, down to Taupo, in fact. That's a new area that we went into last year. And we also operate in the Bay of Plenty as well. Since we've sort of started with the support of our amazing community organisations, we've actually helped connect over 220,000 people to the right sort of support that they need in the right way. It's a really powerful way of making sure that anyone can get help anytime.
That's amazing, that number, over 200,000. And that's really just in over 5 years, isn't it, since the inception of the Head Help You program. Wow, that's amazing. And it's quite scary to think back to. It's now five and a half years since we all went into that very first lockdown, not knowing what was ahead of us. Very anxious time for us all. And I think just the foresight that the community groups had to come together with the WISE group and pull this amazing program together. And I'm just thinking now the logistics of how they got the software program set up so quickly to make that happen.
Yeah, I think it's one of the things that the more I've sort of worked within the WISE group, one of the things that I see happen within the group, and I mean, people don't realise what the breadth of what WISE group does. So people may have heard of names like Pathway, or the People's Project, or WorkWise, or Link People, or LeVar, places like that. That's actually organisations that are WISE Group based.
Right.
One of the things that WISE Group does really well, and they've been operating for 35 years now, and I like to think of it as it's almost like innovation and thinking of different ways of doing things is almost in their DNA. Mm. But what they do is they see a need, they do something about it, and then they set up all the other bits around it. And that's a perfect example of what happened with Here to Help You. It was, we can see a need. We know that we're going to have to do things a little bit differently. How can we make this happen? Let's get it together. Let's work to fix that problem or solve that need or lift people up. And let's do it. So with the software program, we were very fortunate to have a dedicated software specialist that came in and built the techie part of the product. And that's actually where my background is. I've worked for software companies before in the commercial space and also in a previous sort of organisation within the group called Wild Bamboo. They actually have they look after the data and records of 80% of people that are sort of in that mental health space. It's our client management system. So the group has really good systems and resources and all of that sort of thing. And what they do really well is they pivot and wrap those resources around whatever the need is and then do something about it. And it's an amazing organisation to see that happen. And that happens in lots of different ways. And then the other thing that I think is really powerful about Here to Help You, and it makes it very unique, is it's not just that online solution, which we know that is actually an emerging way of people actually seeking support or finding out what's going on. It's that bringing in that human element. Mm. So those connectors that have those caring conversations. And one of the things that I'm really proud of to see the team do is they develop really strong relationships with our community organisations. And all of this is free. It's free for a community provider to come on board and be part of what we call our community provider whanau. And it's free for whanau to actually use our service, but they develop relationships with the community organisations and we get to know them. So we know who to talk to. We know what types of services they offer. We know what criteria they have where they can actually provide that service. And they develop really good, strong relationships. And I always go back to one of the first weeks that I started with Here to Help You is I had the privilege of going across to our team at the Bay of Plenty. And I'll never forget this. And this happens in the Waikato all the time as well. And we saw a case come in because we have what we call a deck, and the team are always looking at those cases and making sure that they're picked up in time and that they're followed up. And it was a group of workers who were working in an orchard over there who had literally been dumped at the local police station with no accommodation, no food. Their passports were goodness knows where, and the owner of that particular business had just left them. And we saw the case come in from the police station, because that's one of the things that we do. We work with all those frontline services as well, so they can refer in to us for different types of support that they may not offer. And that case came in, and then it was the phone call. They'd picked up the phone, and I saw our connector knew the person's name, listened to what they said, and then it was like, I'm going to ring this person, I'm going to ring that organisation, I'm going to talk to these people. And within 15 minutes, we had temporary accommodation through this provider sorted. We had food sorted. We had a community law specialist that was going to help them and all of that sort of thing. And I think that's the beauty of what we do. It's that clever software that lets you get the information in quickly, but it's the understanding of the community providers that provide the support and walking alongside them, because we know we can't do what we do without them. So we build very strong relationships with them, and our providers become part of our family. And it's an amazing way of providing support.
Yeah, sort of as I'm listening to you, it sort of sounds a little bit like, you know, you're the conductor of the orchestra as such, aren't you? You know, you've got all these different elements of the orchestra, whether it's the brass section or the string section or whatever it might be, which is your providers. And then you're that sort of that conductor and or conduit, I suppose, with the people that are in need of support. And great story that, you know, you've just shared with us around that the seasonal workers over in the Bay, which unfortunately we're seeing more and more of, aren't we? You know, whether it's people taken, you know, advantage of, or just the circumstances have meant that there was now no job for them. And a lot of them, I'm sure, from overseas as well. So even worse experience for them to have to go through. It's amazing. And just obviously the different the breadth of providers that you've now been able to bring on board to support you. And as you said, you know, initially it was set up around Kai provision, especially in those very uncertain lockdown periods where people couldn't get out to the Kai, so the Kai came to them. But now looking at, as you've said, around, you know, maybe it's people with some sort of mental health, you know, challenges, whether it might be around that immigration side of things, whatever it might be. So good to hear that we've got that system in place. I know we'll talk about it a bit later, but just for those that are listening, maybe if you could just share with us the website for people to get in contact with you if they so wish.
Sure thing. I mean, that is the best way to start, sort of if you are wanting to reach out. So it's really easy. It's just heretohelpyou.nz. Really easy, and you just pop it in the Google search bar and it will come up. We come to the top all the time. But the other thing too is we know that sometimes people aren't that comfortable filling in a form. So there is an 0800 number which is on the website. You can go on, ring that free phone number, leave a message, because sometimes it is easier just to do that. One of our team will actually pick that up and they'll create a case, and then they will reach out to you. So we know that sometimes filling in a form is not easy for some people. One of the things that we are doing at the moment is reimagining how we provide that experience for whanau. So in the near future, things will look and feel a little bit differently, because we've really listened to what whanau say about how they want to reach out for help and use our service. So that's quite exciting. I think the other thing that you touched on around the community providers and all that sort of thing is we also have community providers that have people come to them, and they may not offer a full range of support. So what they can do is they can refer into us. Our team of connectors will then work with that person and do the complementary support, refer into other providers. So for whanau, once again, it means I only have to go and tell my story once. Mm. I don't have to worry about repeating it or saying it right or checking that I'm actually able to come here. It actually makes that power dynamic change. Mm. It's quite empowering. And also it's interesting because a lot of people don't know what they need. Yep. They struggle to articulate it, and quite often that caring conversation from our connector actually helps them understand what it is that they can actually reach out and get that support for and how easy it is to do that.
Yeah, and I think it's a bit like the old saying, isn't it? You only know what you know or don't know what you don't know, really. Mm. But it's so good to know that there's that personal touch there as well, you know, with the connectors reaching out to talk to the person. Mm. Because you're right, quite often the hardest hurdle is that initial contact, isn't it? And if it's, you know, not very tech savvy or just have that block around sharing details on online and as where's this information going to, I think a lot of people are very sceptical of yeah. that, aren't they? So,
and we hear that quite a lot, mm. you know, that it is an honour and it's a privilege to work with people, and we understand that the information that they share with us, it's their story, it's their life, it is not just numbers. Mm. It is not just data, it is actually someone's life. And we are over cautious when it comes to getting consent and making sure that whanau who come to us actually understand what information is being shared, who it's being shared with, mm. and why. And we check at all stages that they are comfortable for it to go from A to B, B to C, and all that sort of thing. And we really make sure that our providers honour that as well. We look very carefully at the feedback that we get. So anyone who comes to us for support, after what we call a case is closed, they will get a survey. Now, that survey tells us what we're doing well, what we're not doing so well, but it also checks in to see what type of service that they've received from our providers, for those that are actually out there delivering that frontline support. And we make sure that it's quality from A to B, that we're providing that quality service and that our providers are honouring that relationship or that handover that we give from when someone's come to us and has gone to them to provide the service.
So good to hear. So if I'm a provider out there in the community space and we're not sort of connected with Here to Help You, but we think that there is potentially a way that our organisation can support, where do they go? Do they go through that website again?
They can just pop onto the website and there's a general inquiry form, fill it in and one of our team will be in contact. And as a provider, there are some other really amazing things that the smart software does, and it's building that community, it's sharing information and things like that. But one of the things that we do is we capture a lot of information, and we know that our providers, you know, data and statistics and understanding who's coming to you, what you're providing and all that sort of thing is vitally important. So we have the most amazing analytics and reporting. We see what's happening across a region, which is really powerful. So we share that with our providers. They just need to reach out and we can, you know, we share that information, that sort of thing. We also have things inbuilt into the software as well. There's a notice board that our providers can communicate to all the other providers that are coming into the what we call the portal. So we make sure that that information's flowing, and it's really, really powerful because quite often someone will pop up, oh, we're going to be closing this week, or oh, you know, demand's really high and that sort of thing. So they can communicate between themselves using mm-hmm. our notice board and all of that sort of thing. The other thing that's really important, and we know how important it is that our providers can actually serve the people that are coming to them, is providers can actually go in and they can actually set what we call their capacity. So it means at any stage, they can go, actually, we're a little bit busy this week. You can switch us off, and our team will then direct whanau to a provider that might have more capacity. They can let us know that things are really busy. So just so there are inbuilt flags and systems, so we know anyone that comes to us is going to actually get the support that they need. But we also now that know that our providers can actually deliver that support, because things do get busy. Things change, and that sort of thing as well.
Yeah, and obviously the it's not going to be. It's only 3 months tomorrow to Christmas Day for everyone out there, but also too around that seasonal Christmas sort of time, you know, and in a way, sometimes that's when people do need support more than ever, isn't it? For one reason or another, and so I suppose it's around a mechanism that you've got to ensure that there is some capacity there to support people through that time.
I mean, we find it's pretty consistent all year round at the moment. I mean, let's face it, it is tough out there for families. It's so tough. And we do see a lot more people coming to us. We see a lot more people that have never, ever had to reach out for help before and genuinely just don't know what to do or where to go. We're seeing lots of different types of people coming to us, a lot more seniors. We're starting to see a lot more young people coming through, which is really interesting. One of the things that we do in the Waikato and also in the Bay of Plenty is we work with organisations to help make it a lot easier. So a great example of this is a recent initiative that's been set up where we were hearing that there were a lot more seniors coming through that were struggling to put food on the table because it is tough out there when you're on the superannuation, and it's called Super Connect. And what that means is if someone comes to us who is in that 65-year bracket and they are struggling, we can actually provide them with some support around food. So that's in the way of pre-packaged sort of meals, because we found that suits them better. But then what happens is we wrap around them with the other types of support that they need. It might be a little bit of budgeting advice. It could be some advocacy, checking in that they're getting everything that they need. But it is really targeting seniors, and it's accessible to everyone that's in that age group. We also offer this this particular initiative called Super Connect to Pacifica, who are in that 55-year age group as well. And that was directly stood up by seeing what was coming in, seeing the type of people, seeing the demand, and a group of community providers coming to us and saying, actually, we can see this, we can help meet the need if we work together, but let's have one easy way of someone reaching out for that support, telling their story once, and then we triage that out into the different providers that are in that collaboration. Another collaboration that we're working on at the moment is with Seed Waikato, and that's figuring out how we support young people. What is it that we need to be doing to make it easy for young people to use Here to Help You? How can they help us connect in with young people so we can learn what's going on in their world? What can we do for youth providers to make their job easy? How can we change things in our back end so, you know, the services that are unique to young people are highlighted in a way when a young person comes through? And it's been an amazing journey, because we started out with a preconceived idea of what we thought we should do. But through listening and working with the people that are actually delivering the support and are embedded in that community, we've actually completely changed our thinking, and we've been focusing more on bringing in a range of supports first that work for young people, and understanding what that support is, because it's very different to what we thought, very different. Empowering our team to have better conversations with young people when they do start to come through, and then getting them to help us to actually figure out what is that we can do with our software product, or how we reach out to them so when they are ready to come through to us, we've got that lovely wraparound support for young people. And it was through that relationship with Seed that we sort of flipped things around and went, actually, no, let's listen, let's learn, let's hear, and figure out how we can do this together better. And it's been an amazing partnership.
So good and reassuring to hear that there's some great collaboration going on out there in the community space. And you're so right about, you know, we think about the number of times that decisions are made on behalf of young people, or we think we know what the young people need or want out there, but might be a little while since we were young people ourselves. So to actually have that connection with Seed Waikato and I suppose, you know, taking on the learnings and insights that they're able to provide to make sure that, the support, the approach is tailored to whichever, you know, demographic it is, whether it's our young people or our older people. Just some fantastic examples there. It's great to hear that, Andrea. Look, wow, we've only got 3 minutes to go. Time does fly, doesn't it? We were talking a little bit off here about, you know, if someone's listening and they may themselves not require the support, but, you know, how can they help? What can they do?
Yeah, I mean, always go onto the website. There's an opportunity to connect with us and fill in, you know, and just reach out and we can have a chat about how they want to help. But one of the things that I think is really powerful, and we've recently done it, is there is a way where if you're working with someone and you might be a frontline, someone on the frontline like FENS or the police, or even maybe you're a counsellor and you're working with someone and you can hear that they need that other support. Maybe it's a little bit of budgeting. Maybe it's a little bit of some kai. I mean, I always go back to food, but we do offer a lot more supports. Yeah. There is a public referral pathway where you can refer someone in on their behalf. With their consent, that's really, really important. We don't want any surprises.
Yeah.
And that means that they are going to get those other things that you can hear that they need. So that's something that we've just sort of launched recently. You know, we've been talking at the Waikato Hospital to different teams there and talking to fire and emergency and all of that sort of thing, because we heard that there was a need for that. But the other thing in the back end of the product is, the software, is that providers can do that when they're in the product and they can actually track and see the progress of what's happening when they hand over someone that's come to their organisation for support. So we sort of capture it in two really beautiful ways.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good to hear. And I think you're so right. You know, quite often the people on the front line are the ones that do hear and probably can broker those conversations, and maybe they are making the first sort of reaching out to here to help you on behalf of that person. Sometimes just helps navigate that journey a little bit easier for that person, doesn't it? Because, you know, we're all, sort of very conscious of our situations, and a lot of people are very proud. And the thought of reaching out, you know, is so hard for so many people, isn't it, taking that first step. Wow, look, we are now running out of time. Andrea, thank you so much for coming in. It's been so good to hear all about what Here to Help You is doing, and not only from when you first started, but how it's evolved and the number of different types of services and support that you do provide to our wider Waikato community. And, of course, now, you know, down into Taupō and also over into the Bay of Plenty as well. It's just awesome and so reassuring to hear that there is that support out there for our people who need it more now than everything. So thank you very much. Really appreciate you coming in today. So that's it for us today. Ka kite, everyone.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.